preaching of the word, I believe, is the supreme means of grace in the life of the church in its worship. But where there is that strong preaching, there will be a battle with assurance. And I'll tell you something, it's not bad to have that, it's good, because how else are we drawn to the important issue of self-examination? There's a second reason why people might lack assurance. Some might lack assurance because they can't accept forgiveness. They can't accept forgiveness. They really are tyrannized by their emotions, feeling they're too bad to be saved. There's just too much garbage in their mind. There's just too much sin that they can't get rid of. I always remember a story my father used to tell about a man who came to his pastor, and he was concerned about all of the sin in his life. And so he said, I don't know how bad a sinner I really am. And so the pastor said, well, every time you consciously commit a sin, go hammer a nail in the barn door. And I don't know how long it was before the man came back and said, there's no more room for nails. And he said, now, if you want to understand the forgiveness of God, it's like pulling all the nails out. And the man was able to lead, the pastor was able to lead the man to Christ. And he said, now, every time you do something in your life, I want you to go to the barn and pull one nail out. Well, many months went by. Little by little, the nails came out. And one day he said to the pastor, the nails are out. And the pastor said, isn't that wonderful? He said, no, the holes are still there. And there are some people who don't get over the holes, you know, all the scars of the past. This is because there's a reason for it. This is because conscience speaks against forgiveness. It really does. I mean, it is the essence of conscience to berate you. It is the essence of conscience to accuse you. It is the essence of conscience to hold you up before the bar of God as wanting. That's what God designed your conscience to do. Your conscience never should let you off the hook. Your conscience is not designed to mollify or pacify you, and it does not go away when you become a Christian. In fact, it functions after you've been saved better than it did before. Because it was purged and purified, the Bible says. And it's clean now, and it's clear. And it has a function, and that function is to waken your heart to sin. And it will never let you off the hook. Conscience knows nothing of forgiveness.